This is Power 98.7. Your time now at 7:44. Kehlani Pile is on the line with us for a very interesting conversation that I'm sure a lot of you want to talk about. As a matter of fact, yesterday was all the rage about the heist that we've seen, with one happening a few hours ago right opposite a police station. So the South African Banking Risk Information Center say the number of cash in transit heists in this country have doubled compared to the same time last year. Kehlani Pile, CEO of South African Risk Information Center. Is this a fact that the heists have gone up considerably?
It has gone up considerably, definitely so. And, you know, we're obviously very concerned about it. And, you know, particularly our concern, while we're concerned about any kind of crime, and certainly even in the CIT space, there are so many different modus operandi. But what's causing us real concern at the moment is what we call heists, which is the vehicle on the road attacks. And in respect of that, we've seen more than double for this year already compared to last year. So definitely very concerning for us.
So obviously then you're calling for law enforcement to treat these as a priority crime.
Yes.
Ensuring some kind of systematic compilation of cases and gathering of intel.
Yes, no, definitely. We have been working with the South African Police Service and the Priority Crimes Unit for a long time now. And, you know, over the last couple of months and particularly over the last couple of days, some of the efforts are being ramped up. And we're hoping that quite soon there'll be some significant arrests and progress made in trying to curb the scourge at the moment.
467 cases reported in 2006. And if you have to track, from 180 to 467, the number just keeps going up. It seems as if there's no will, so to speak, from law enforcement agencies across the board.
You know, we are working quite closely with the police. They are in possession of a lot of information, and there are definitely some challenges. But we, from the private sector point of view, you know, the banks, the CIT companies, ourselves, certainly will be giving all the support, as we normally do, to law enforcement to assist them in terms of dealing with this. Because, you know, it's almost reaching crisis proportions, and we're terribly concerned about it.
Kehlani, you know, you are in this organization with SABRIC. Do you have any information about how this happens in other countries in terms of the crime itself and how governments of those other countries are combating this?
You know, I think CIT attacks and heists are certainly not new or restricted just to South Africa.
Mm.
You know, they have been taking place across the world in other countries as well. But I think that what we're seeing at the moment and the very violent nature of it, the fact that the perpetrators are in possession of serious, heavy weapons, explosives, and the very fact that we've had people killed, we've had so many people injured already for this year. I think we're sitting at about 33 people already injured for this year and six killed, three of which were security guards. So I think that, you know, the very violent nature and the fact that it's happening so frequently is what's concerning us. You know, I'm not aware that of any other country at the moment that's having the attacks at the rate that we're actually having it at the moment.
Kehlani, the sheer bravery of it, the brazenness of it. I mean, the attackers must believe that they are invincible in a sense. I mean, what in your sense do you think is making them so brazen in terms of how they're doing it? Broad daylight. I mean, even the one from yesterday at Maponya Mall. I mean, mm-hmm. Right there in front of the people.
Yeah, you know, the recent ones have certainly taken place during the day and in the full view of the public as well. So yes, you know, the perpetrators seem to be extremely confident about what they're doing. They're obviously planning, going to great efforts in terms of their planning, but they obviously seeing this as low risk because they're not getting caught. You know, they have out of the Boksburg incident last week, there were some arrests. But prior to that, we actually didn't see too many arrests at all. And I think, you know, those are the things that probably give the perpetrators more confidence in terms of what they're doing. But now that the police are ramping up and now that the Portfolio Committee for the South African Police Service is also taking note of this and are going to be focusing on it, we're hoping that we're going to see some significant progress.
from the 2006 peak to where we are right now, where it seems as though we are heading that direction again, what was done? I mean, because the 2006, really, the cash in transit heist crime was at its peak.
Yes.
But obviously there were some levers that were pulled to reduce it and bring it down.
Yes, I think it was a collective effort, both from the cash in transit companies, you know, their security measures were ramped up. And of course, they're doing that at the moment as well. They review all of their security measures, all the risks that they face, and are putting measures into place. And I think at that time there was a sort of significant drive towards that as well. The police department was also quite active in terms of you know, the intelligence that was collected, the investigations that were done, arrests that were made. So you know, we also, unfortunately, what happens is that we see crime displaced. So while you see it drop in some areas, you see it pick up. We certainly see it pick up in other areas within our sectors as well. So I think it was, you know, the collaboration is vitally important. Everybody needs to come to the table. It needs to be extremely focused and robust. It needs to be dealt with as a priority crime, with all the different capabilities within law enforcement and the prosecution all being part of the team, you know, having one priority and moving forward. And I think that's what's the important thing, is that the momentum mustn't be lost, is that we need to be at this.
One policeman turned lecturer is pointing to the use of explosives and saying,
yes,
particularly happening in mining areas, because
yes,
the methodology is used mainly in the Northwest, Limpopo, Mpumalanga and Gauteng. Should we be having a conversation with the mines?
We are, and the police are as well. And so, you know, unfortunately, explosives, while they're not readily and shouldn't be readily available, unfortunately, because we have a fairly active mining sector, the perpetrators are finding ways to get explosives out. It may not be the only way in which they're acquiring these explosives. So conversations in the past, there were discussions and efforts by the mining sector as well, in terms of assisting. The police were assisting with auditing to make sure that you know, the explosives are kept and safeguarded as they ought to be. And so those discussions are also taking place.
Kiliane Pillay, CEO of the South African Banking Risk Information Center, will take your thoughts. Cash in transit robberies out of control currently. I mean, if the current trend continues in 2018, it will reach the peaks of 2006, where 467 cases were reported. How do you read it? 0861-987-000. Power traffic.